koala bear. It's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. It's a marsupial. Yogi bear.
That's a bear.
Teddy bear.
That's a bear.
Pooh bear.
That's a bear.
They're all bears.
Fozzie bear.
That's a bear.
Smokey bear.
That's a bear.
Koala bear. It's not a bear. It's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. It's a marsupial.
That's Not a Bear is Scott and Rosanna right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about what is a bear with Dr. Lynn Rogers. He's the founder and chief biologist over at the North American Bear Center located in Ely, Minnesota. And Dr. Rogers, you've used some pretty extraordinary methods to learn about bears. One of the things you're famous for is you put a live webcam in a bear cave while there was a bear in the bear cave. Was the bear in the bear cave when you did this?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
It was one of the most popular live cams ever. It changed the way people thought bears behaved. From then on, people started to see bears and think they're the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but what happened was just amazing. I couldn't believe it. 2 days later, that bear was the number one search topic on Google in the world. And people pretty soon were in 132 countries watching the mother give birth and then watching her tenderly care for the cubs, watch her lick the amniotic fluids and tissues off the cub, tuck the cub underneath her to keep it warm, and they saw how tenderly the mother cared for bears. People started to think of these as more thinking animals than ferocious animals, and it changed a lot of opinions around the world.
Earlier you said that you knew that like a bear was a little bit annoyed with you when they made a blow chomp sound.
That was a bear expressing great anxiety. That was a bear that had just pounced to me, slammed its feet down, and clacked its jaws together. That's what that clacking was. That scared me for a long time because I thought, here it is showing me its big claws coming through the air and slamming down to the ground, showing how hard they could slam, lunging toward you, coming way too close to feel comfortable, you know, like 2-3 feet away. And then it blows, sounds ferocious, clacks its jaws, which I thought was demonstrating its weapons. But then I realized eventually that that was just expressing their own anxiety. So I would say, I'm sorry, bear, I'm scaring you. I'd lay down so I wouldn't be a threat. And then the bear would calm down.
This is the sound of a nursing bear.
Yeah, that's several cubs, probably three cubs all nursing at the same time.
They make that weird little sound, that weird little like...
Yeah, when I get to a den of a female in the winter, that's the sound I'm listening for. Does she have cubs?
Oh, interesting. So you can be outside the den. Can you hear this sound outside the den?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It carries for quite a ways.
Wow. This is tongue clicking. Are you sure that's not you playing ping pong?
No, that's what males sound like when they're approaching a female. That sound means I want to be near you.
I wanted to ask the kids, I'm going to play this next one. I just want to know, what emotion do you think the bear is trying to convey if you heard this?
That sounds kind of sad.
The situation of the morning sound was it was a mother that had three cubs. One was missing. And she's nursing the two cubs that she has, but she's making this morning sound, missing that cub. But then when she got reunited with that cub, she stopped saying it right away, and she was just happy to have the cub back. And I asked a class of kids in school once, what was that bear saying with that? And they said the bear was crying. And I thought, they got it right.
That sounds so sad. Dr. Rogers, it has been a pleasure to have you with us on the Children's Hour. Do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners about bears?
It was a pleasure with me, for me too. I like talking about bears, and here's people that have thought and thought with good questions. And thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us. We've got links and so much more posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Bears. This is Red Yarn. Right here on the Children's Hour.
Grizzly bear. Grizzly bear. Grizzly bear. Gonna tell you a little story about.
You've been listening to the Children's Hour, and we've been learning about bears today on the show. Our guest was Dr. Lynn Rogers from the North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota. The center is a unique place that is dedicated to teaching people all about bears, especially the black bears that are native to North America. The center is home to several rescued black bears to help educate visitors through live demonstrations and bear talks. And that helps people understand and appreciate bears and their role in nature. We've got links and photos and so much more information posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Bears. We have time for one more story song for you. This is Fred Small, and it's a story about Larry the polar bear. It's a true story, and I wonder if you were Larry the polar bear, what would you do? I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour. Thanks for listening.
In 1932, at a zoo in Los Angeles, a polar bear named Larry performed for the crowd. They'd cheer aloud. He'd go slipping and sliding, jumping and diving. The people would laugh. They took his photograph. Larry was born at the zoo. Than Los Angeles, which is warmer than Alaska, where Larry's parents were born. Larry the polar bear, he never harmed a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. Fran would teach him new tricks, a funny pose, scratching his nose. He knew there'd be a fish at the end. Fran was his friend. One day she said, Larry, you'll be in the movies with real movie stars and a few simple tricks and lots of fish, to be filmed on location in Alaska. And so they rehearsed for Larry's big scene. He was supposed to be mean and growl at a woman who was rescued by a man who scared him away. It was stupid, but fun to do. The director would frown, jump up and down, kind of like the chimps at the zoo. Larry the polar bear, he'd never harm a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. Last came the day of the trip. They put Larry in a crate, 12 foot by 8, and he sailed aboard a steamship. The journey was long and boring. Fran would visit. She'd talk to him and bring him his favorite fish. Then the noise and the rumbling stopped, and they lowered him down, set the crate on the frozen ground, and opened it. Fran said, Larry, we're here. It's time for your tricks. And Larry appeared. He looked out at the gray Bering Sea. He He squinted and puzzled, put his nose to the wind, and the scent of the seal made him tremble. He smelled the fox in its lair, and the weasel and hare felt like an and snow neath his paws. And he looked at the tundra and ice, looked at the loon in the sky, and he ran. Slowly at first, kind of lumbering, he ran, gathering speed, gathering memories from within. Old and dim, growing stronger, to run and to swim, to dive and to float, the cold at his throat, but warm inside, beneath the fur and hide. Ocean and ice all around him, he ran. He ran and he swam away.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Dan Craker and Jackie Fulton, along with Daniel, our intern. Many thanks to the North American Bear Center and Dr. Lynn Rogers for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
To the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.